From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. At least 70 Islamic State militants and 50 fighters with another group linked to Al-Qaeda were reportedly killed in the first round of U.S.-led airstrikes on Syria. President Obama says he's proud that U.S. forces went into battle shoulder to shoulder with their counterparts from five Arab nations. And the U.S. says some militants were targeted because they were plotting a terror strike against international aviation. Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
U.S. officials say President Obama authorized the airstrikes on Syria last Thursday after a visit to U.S. Central Command in Florida. And it wasn't just Islamic State militants who were targeted, but members of Khorasan, a rump group of Al-Qaeda supporters the U.S. now says was near to the execution stage of a terrorist strike against the U.S. or Europe. The president called them seasoned Al-Qaeda operatives. And he underscored the action against Islamic State militants was backed by Arab partners, including Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Jordan, and Qatar. Simon Marks, Washington.
Osama bin Laden's son-in-law has been sentenced to life in prison by a judge in the United States. Sulaiman Abu Ghaith, a spokesman for Al-Qaeda, had been convicted back in March of conspiring to kill Americans and other terrorism-related offenses. Malcolm Brown has more.
Prosecutors argue that Sulaiman Abu Ghaith became the public face and voice of Al-Qaeda following the attacks of September 11, 2001. He was called a mouthpiece of murder for his role in recruitment and promoting further attacks on the US. In his own testimony, Abu Ghaith recounted being told by Osama bin Laden himself of Al-Qaeda's role in carrying out the 9/11 attacks. The defense, though, had called for a lesser punishment, arguing that their client was merely a propagandist who is being punished for talking. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
World leaders are meeting at the United Nations in New York to discuss a plan to tackle climate change. Those in attendance will each take an opportunity to speak about their country's long-term plan for reducing carbon emissions. Internet giant Google has also weighed in on climate change. The company has cut ties with a right-wing lobby group that opposes U.S. action on global warming. The search giant's chief executive, Eric Schmidt, says the American Legislative Exchange Council is literally lying. Rebecca Bowring reports from San Francisco.
The world's biggest internet search company says it made a mistake in funding the political group known as ALEC, which has previously called for an examination into how carbon capping might hurt the economy. Google reportedly paid the group about $10,000 a year as part of a lobbying campaign on an unrelated issue. But Eric Schmidt says the company should not align itself with people who are making the world a much worse place.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The World Health Organization and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention have warned that the number of people infected with the Ebola virus could pass 1 million as early as December. More than 2,800 people have so far died of the disease in West Africa. Meanwhile, Sierra Leone has sealed off all borders with Liberia and Guinea in an attempt to combat the disease. Gary Alfonso reports from Lagos.
The move by Sierra Leone to close off all borders with Liberia and Guinea comes about 3 weeks after its neighbors blocked all borders in and out of Sierra Leone. There are mixed opinions from government and health authorities about the success of a three-day total lockdown of all people in Sierra Leone over the weekend. Despite international warnings that Ebola cases could pass 1.4 million by January, rural communities continue to defy healthcare efforts. Reports of Ebola victims being dumped in rivers and streams in rural Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone are being reported daily. Gary Alfonso, Lagos.
German-American journalist Michael Scott Moore, held hostage for 2.5 years in Somalia, has been freed. He had been researching a book on piracy at the time of his abduction and had worked for Germany's Spiegel Online, among other media outlets. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Kidnapped in January 2012 while researching a book on piracy, Michael Scott Moore is now a free man. His family said they'd never lost hope that he would one day be freed. US and German authorities are said to have attempted to negotiate his release, but over 2.5 years, he'd been held in various locations in an autonomous region in central Somalia where pirates are active, called Galmudug State. Reports say he is in good condition and thrilled over his release. Armed groups have been battling for control of Somalia since the collapse of the government there in 1991.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.